Brian.
You know, the one request I had is not to do the Mark Snyder show, and I don't understand why that wasn't, you know, heeded. This is ridiculous. I have one demand and one demand only, and we still have to go through this mess? Come on.
Hi, Brian.
Mark?
Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. I'm glad you were saying nice things about me behind my back.
It's so good to talk to you again.
It's nice,
Mark,
to talk to you again, too. Hey, I just, in fact, the whole family last night watched the movie, Twas the Night. It's a great movie, and you're part of Uncle Nick. Wonderful job you did.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You know, there's a lot of these kind of movies for this season. There's the, you know, the Santa Claus type movie, and this one over here is it's entertaining. It's good fun, and it has a nice ending on it too.
Well, you know, you're saying all the things that I was supposed to say to try to pitch the show.
Well, you don't have to. I already like it.
Thank you, man. I'll just say that Twas the Night is going to be on Friday, December 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in Boston. So please tune in. Also, you know, just a little side note. I also played Santa Claus in an hour-long special that's going to be on Toon Disney on the same day, December 7th at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Now, that's pretty funny.
It's called The Santa Claus Brothers. And I play Santa Claus in that one.
Well, so, you kind of play Santa Claus in this one too.
I do. You know, I don't know what the Santa Claus thing. I didn't go out seeking to play roles of Santa Claus, but it just kind of came to me.
I think one of the most telling things about this movie is the fact that that things aren't always black and white. And as Santa says, now sometimes, you know, naughty and nice. There's a little bit of a play between the two.
Yeah. You know, that's a good point, because one of the things that attracted me to this character was that he was kind of nefarious and not really a bad guy, but kind of a rascal. And given, you know, two choices, you know, he would go the easy route. Probably not the best route to go at all times, but that's the kind of guy he is. And he just needs, Uncle Nick, my character, just needs one good, solid kick in the teeth of a lesson. And in this movie, boy, does he learn it. And it's, you know, it was a lot of fun to play. And I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I had the chance.
When we first talked to you, we just started Malcolm in the Middle, and I had said to you it was going to be a big hit. And you said, from your ears to whatever. And it is a big hit now, so it must feel pretty good.
It feels wonderful. It's like winning the lottery, though, Mark. You know what I mean? I've been working as a professional actor for 23 years. And I had a great career before, because I was doing my chosen profession and I was making a living and I was happy. To take it to this level is something that I never knew would happen. If it does, great, and it did. So I'm thrilled.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk again sometime.
Mark, thanks a lot, pal.
Take care.
Bye-bye.